This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service special report on government.
I think we also have Jaime Longoria is going to tell us about the great flexibility that we have with the Prosperity Task Force. Jaime, tell us about what happened in La Villa.
Yeah, Mario, thank you. Just really dovetailing with what Adam talked about. You know, we had that event in the sugar mill. We lost the sugar mill as one of the last remnants of the sugar industry here in the valley. Displaced 500 workers potentially. Many of those are Hidalgo County residents. Many of those are all of those, of course, are going to affect the economy region wide, Cameron and Willacy County. So we put together, under the auspices of the Prosperity Task Force, a strike team of agencies that went out, and it wasn't just a resource fair. It wasn't just where we offered people benefits, as we like to call it in social services, but we actually offered them opportunities to apply for jobs on the spot. We came together with industry. We came together with employers. We had workforce in the room. We had education. STC was there, TSTC, together with some of the social service agencies. And we offered really hope for many of those families that came in looking for assistance. We hope to head off the as I called it in the paper, the bumps and bruises associated with unemployment and being displaced. We literally, even after the event on the 20th, we still had employers calling our office, offering positions and offering their assistance in placing many of those trained and unskilled employees. So we're really excited about that. It was altogether, we had a little over 120 jobs and applied for assistance. Up the balance of those 500 residents, again offering them under the auspices of the Prosperity Task Force. Hope for their future moving forward. As former Secretary Pablos mentioned, you know, one of the things that's really important in our work, in my arena with the Community Action Agency, is that we work with two groups of people. That's the folks who are the chronically impoverished, folks that are struggling every day just to put food on the table. Those are the elderly, the disabled. Those are the folks that we keep going on a daily basis, but also helping to bring up those folks that are looking for job training, that lack the resources, that lack the time to be able to pull themselves out of poverty. So exactly what Adam said is we want to make sure that we find those people who are looking for those to improve their skill level so that they can meet the demand of the new industry that's coming in, and we want to give them opportunity. So one of the things that we've done, embarked under the auspices again of the Prosperity Task Force, is to inform all of our partners and to really start to educate our partner organizations about the work that we do and the kinds of services that we can offer. You know, we can pay for tuition, we can pay for job training, we can pay for equipment for folks that are going into welding or going into nursing or going into phlebotomy or you name it, we're able to provide that assistance. So under the auspices of the Prosperity Task Force, we've worked with folks at McAllen ISD to train their social workers, La Jolla ISD, we've worked with the Head Start families. We've got over 300 Head Start families that have partnered with us thus far to provide services and information on our programs. We've done presentations we've been in front of our housing authority to let the housing authority folks know that we can help assist their families and help get them into job training to be able to meet the demand of industry moving forward. Of course, we had Operation Soft Landing. We've developed a really good working relationship with STC, with Project Vida. We've done some training, some cross-training with Project Vida, so that the folks that go out and apply for services at Vida that maybe don't fit the Vida program well enough, or vice versa. Maybe folks that apply with our program that don't fit our model can actually cross over and apply with Project Vida. We've had some really good early success this year. In the first 2 months of the year, we've transitioned 5 households out of poverty. Now, what we do in our program is we get folks in, we measure their income level, we help them identify what are the barriers that are keeping them in poverty, that they're struggling to get ahead, and then we help them remove those barriers by putting them in school, by paying tuition, doing those kinds of things. Highlight three quick stories. We've got one young lady who's now a deputy sheriff with Hidalgo County, struggling, was really thinking about quitting school and going to work at Stripes, and going, nothing wrong with working at Stripes, but really, really struggling with the idea of, do I give up my law enforcement career to go into just retail, being a clerk behind a cash register. We were able to pick her up. We were able to provide the assistance. She's transitioned now. She's working as a county deputy for the county of Hidalgo. We have another young lady who was struggling with a nursing career, just graduated from high school, was thinking about going and becoming a CNA, but she had her eye on being an LVN. We were able to help her continue her education. We supported her throughout her educational endeavors. And I'm real happy to report today is actually her first day of solo work at one of the local hospitals. She's now an RN in an ICU at one of the local hospitals that we were able to transition. So the healthcare industry is plus one, courtesy of our efforts. And the last person is, we have a young lady who was struggling in her welding career, struggling to make ends meet. We did our magic and worked with her. We provided her a mentor. We provided her some assistance. And now she's a certified welder working at Paladin Marine Industrial Coatings at the port. So, this model does work. And we're real excited to report that the judge has given me new marching orders in terms of the financial group to go out and look for particular funds of money. And we're going to be convening, Mario, that group very soon, and bringing that group again to continue our planning and our strategizing on the financial subgroup.
Thank you, Jaime. Thank you so much.